The best old-time radio from people you trust. The Radio Nostalgia Network, where the oldies are still young.
It's Friday on Radio Memories, and that's when we enter an alternate dimension. Science Fiction Friday.
Planetfall.
Air brakes deployed. Trace activated. It's going to get rough once we hit atmosphere.
Just do your job, Kelly. JD, are you...
I've got it.
Sure?
Yes, I'm sure, all right. Do we have a land site?
Kelly.
Galactic North, 4413, East, 1533. That's what they gave me, if they're not lying.
They always lie.
Ah, kill that.
Somebody want to tell me what's happening?
It's fine, just let me fly, okay?
Hitting atmosphere. 3, 2, and...
Falling.
Don't say falling. Hassan, I need power.
Would you want it?
No!
Let you have it.
Brace for landing. Contact. Power down.
Flight comm down. Rad shut. Vectors down. Give me two up at
10. Disengaging servos.
Thrust off. Main rate to damping down. Supplementary down. Default running. Confirm that, pilot.
Confirm.
Anyone want tea, coffee, soba, chai?
So JD actually got us on the ground?
Yeah, without a download.
Outside Starnet, there's not much choice.
So, I still did it, okay, that brat?
Leave it. Crew to flight deck, let's see what we have here, shall we?
On my way.
Running a diagnostic cap. You want to lift off again, don't you?
Oh, funny. Really nice.
I am actually...
So, someone want to tell me what we're doing at this ass end of nowhere?
A parsec off Rigel. System 44... Hold on. 593. Ninth planet. Designation landfall. Earth normal atmospheres. Gravity 7/10 EN.
Trust an androgen.
You wouldn't if you knew.
It's an old joke, JD.
What are you doing here if you're anything like me? It's the only job you could get.
We all got history.
What is the job, other than flying a heavy lifter way out of the usual trade routes?
Oh, was that you? I thought the ship flew itself while we slept.
And saved us from putting up with your company for 7 months, Callie. Plus in my book.
Captain on the bridge knows with a band and wire, I'd say.
Oh, no, once we activate the company's protocols.
Which company?
The one that hired you.
I got hired by a rat in a shiny suit at a star pit on Titan.
Yeah, bar in Terra Nova, bar girl offered me another bottle and a job that no one else wanted.
Except us.
What does that mean?
I'm guessing here. I mean, there wasn't time before we went into deep sleep to find out who was who, right? But now we know something. And we know we can all operate without downloading anything we might need from Starnet.
Oh, that's true.
Because we were all, for some reason or other, shut out of the system. So that's what we're good at. Being on our own.
Speak for yourself, that brat.
This isn't a get-to-know-people session. The job was strictly volunteer, and nobody needs to explain why they're here or any other damn thing they don't want to. So don't go poking where the door isn't open.
Well, here it comes. The crypt.
Communicate. Heavy lifter wanderer out of Christchurch Yards. Callister. Your land site is approximately 2,000 meters galactic northeast of Earth mining plant coordinates 44, 26, 15. This plant, formerly the property of Calstar Mining, has been idle for 250 years when it was abandoned by the workforce. There have been no reported landings since. Calstar was recently acquired by Luminol Park Behringer in a portfolio of defunct stock. The company has reason to believe the ore extracted and left on site may be of commercial value in certain manufacturing processes. It is about to incept. You are authorized to load the ore and survey the workings of the mine to ascertain future viability as an on-site facility. On completion, you will return to Callister. Mission time, excluding transit, is calculated at 10 days Earth normal. Close.
Well, there you have it.
Pick and shovel work.
Something funny in Tarbert.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Want to share that?
If you run far enough, you arrive back where you started.
Does that make sense to anyone?
Luminol Park, Beringer?
So...
They bought Central Africa 70 years ago, cleared it for intensive farming. My people were one of the things they cleared. I spent my life fighting these bastards, and now I end up working for them. So, yes. That's funny.
Right, let's just get the job done. Suit up, please, Hassam, Intaba and Kelly.
Yeah.
Helmets?
Atmosphere's good, and the reports we have Talis landfall is a forest planet. No animal life.
Okay, but let's not take any chances. Sidearms issued, Intaba. JD, your comms aboard ship.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you here, Cap?
To do the job. You getting our feed, JD?
Clear. Confirm negative life signs. Looks like a jungle out there.
That's because it is a jungle.
Rainforest. Canopy, keeping out the sun's light. UV?
Acceptable levels, but no sunbathing.
There are forests in your part of Africa, Intaba?
Just fields now. And wind farms and Stirling pumps.
We go into the trees, Cap?
Unless you're planning to fly over them.
Why didn't we land closer?
Presumably, this is as close as the ship could get.
Could have been the original landing site. Hard to tell.
We use the coordinates supplied.
Still showing zero life. You getting anything?
Trees, foliage, creepers, vines. Nothing warm or cold that's not attached to the dirt.
Because it doesn't monitor, doesn't mean it's not here.
Probably does, though. Not found any anomalies so far.
But how far have we gone? The jump gives us 1,000+ systems. We've not visited above 200 yet.
There's no leaf litter. There's always leaf litter. It gets recycled by the insects. But no insects. So where the hell does it go?
Well, maybe the leaves don't drop. Oh!
What?
It moved. I mean, I think it moved, like it...
Oh, look at them.
Reads like snow. What is it?
Seeds, I think. Seeds.
You should get out of there now.
I think it's okay.
Callie, run an analysis.
I am. I can't find any.
Oh, tastes sweet.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Oh, I like my nose.
Should have worn helmets. Bad decision, Hudson.
Maybe we should go back to the Wanderer.
You have anything to say about that, JD?
Nope.
Okay, we go on.
Hey, Callie.
Yeah?
What's it like?
What?
Being an androgen.
It's what I am, all right? I'm just me.
Nah, you're not. I mean, you were grown, you were designed, you were... What are you, Callie?
What's your problem, Hassam? Oh, right. You're a jihadist. And I'm your own private abomination.
God never made you. I just wanted to know, that's all. I spent 10 years fighting against the idolaters who made you and your kind.
Could be why there aren't many of us left. And why most that are shipped out for the rim. So why are you here, Hassam? You won, didn't you? The Graf system is as near as Damar Caliphate. 10 worlds, 100 billion believers. Wouldn't you be right at home there?
Me being here would disprove that.
Don't fall behind! You two! Keep close!
Why?
A war across 3 systems. Casualties in the billions. There has to be some very bad stuff somewhere.
But nothing the God of the Chosen One wouldn't forgive. Or maybe not. What did you do, Hassam? How bad does a bad boy have to be before he's cast out?
Just hope you never find out, Callie. Don't want to hurt you, whatever you are.
I'm not a machine, Hassam.
But you're not human either. But I guess some of us are running away from something. Some of us are running towards something, and some of us are just running because there's nothing else to do except die.
And suicide's a sin.
She's right.
What? Who?
Hudson. We should catch up.
It's fine. I'm monitoring. Oh, hold on. A cap in harbour. Hold up there. We've arrived.
Galley?
This must be the perimeter. I'm picking up a diagrammatic of something here, but not here.
Ghosting?
No, it's clear. But I'm picking up foundations. Some kind of barrier. A wall. About 30 metres down.
That's impossible. It could never get buried that deep in 200 years.
It's older than that. A lot older.
Like?
Off my scale.
Where does your scale end, Kelly?
500,000 years.
So there was intelligent life here once.
Yeah, well, a long time ago.
Sure. I'm just wondering where it went and why.
Does it matter?
It matters to me.
Wanderer Actual, whatever Callie's picking up, the complex we're looking for should be about 200 metres in front of you, bearing 440.
Yeah, I see it. Metal, a perimeter of some sort.
I'll send you a drone.
What about Callie's lost civilization?
Leave it to the archaeologists. By the looks of things, the complex is dug in with observation and entry ports above ground. Makes sense if you're mining.
We need to think about this before we go any further.
Looks like dead metal to me.
Doesn't mean it's going to stay that way.
I'm slaving the drone to your heads up.
We have it.
Hold and hover there, JD. What's that?
Air vents and heat-light exchangers?
I'm reading heavy shielding inside, so there's probably atomics.
That's how you drive it.
Something's kicking in. Servos closing. Systems running up. I get multiple heat signatures. All localised, nothing excessive.
Why did it start?
The drone. This place would be wired to read tech.
Move back.
I don't think...
Do it!
Definite action now. That place is getting hotter.
Hot enough to blow?
I think hot to go. Mace is smart. No personnel, no run. Saves energy and wear.
Get into cover. JD?
I think Intaba's right. Somebody press the starter button. And there we go, the front door.
Stay where you are, everyone!
Looks like the whole operation was contained within the one complex.
A plug-in unit. You drop it from a superlifter, send down the mechs to bolt it together.
JD, put your drone in, please.
They may have shielding. Range could be limited.
Go. I'll follow up.
I'd rather let the drone go alone, Intaba.
That's what I'm here for. Trust me, Kat.
I thought the point of this crew was that no one trusts anyone, Intaba.
Want a walk, Callie? You might be useful.
Callie, stay.
I could use backup.
I said stay.
You're not on the ship now, Hudson. And on the ground, you're just more meat.
I'm in charge, Intaba. They put me in charge.
Who's they? The same people who scorched everything living off the surface of my country? They aren't here.
That's correct, Captain. I checked the contracts. You command on board, off board, we all take the decisions.
I didn't know there were contracts.
It's a multi-world company. Of course there are contracts.
Let's go. Big.
Very.
Not getting anything in the air.
Air is Earth normal with a few admixtures. Not analysing yet, but the fact you're all still walking probably means they're benign.
What have you got in Tarpa?
Big open space. No internal lighting. No machinery. There's a long way to go yet.
Definite power wind-up. Levels are increasing. Something's happening.
We have light.
Oh, wow.
And we have a mining complex. Ready to roll, I'd say.
There should be plans somewhere in the ship's databanks. JD?
Already pulled them up. Not very satisfactory, I'm afraid. You want me to come in?
What the hell?
We're offline.
So?
So, we need to talk, Intaba. Without JD's ears. I don't trust her.
I don't trust you. At least she's human.
She knows too much.
Oh?
About Hudson not being in charge of the ship. Diagrammatics of the plant. Contracts.
Yeah. Maybe.
Definitely.
So?
She doesn't need the job. She's got credits.
You know that?
Before we left, when we were still inside StarNet, I wrote the download, looked at her accounts.
You can do that. No wonder people don't like you, Vatbrand.
She's got credits. A lot of them. She's a citizen. She's legitimate. Unlike the rest of us.
Did you read me too?
Some, yes. Most, no. You've got old battle language systems in there. Couldn't get past them.
That's why you trust me.
It's why I don't trust you, Intaba.
Where did you go?
glitch. I thought you were coming in.
We are.
Let's take a look at the control room, shall we? I don't like big empty spaces.
That's if no one has any objections. If you don't want to put it to the vote.
Someone has to call it, Hudson. It might as well be you. Just don't think there's a crew or a captain here because there isn't.
That's how you want to play it? Fine. JD, you better come in.
On my way.
It's clear enough. Internals, externals, everything on glass.
All we have to do is load the ore.
Well, we don't know how much there is yet or what facilities we have here.
So what are we waiting for? Let's power it up.
If it blows us all to hell, don't blame me.
Won't be around to blame you if it does.
But don't you...
Okay.
Nothing, I just got something in my throat.
Let me look.
You don't need to.
It's my job, Hassan.
With all respect, Callie, you're not touching me.
Let me see.
Callie, you and Intaba do a recon of the plant. Take the plans JD pulled up. Give us the big picture. Find that ore.
I can't see anything. You sure you're
all right? I told you I'm fine.
Let's go, Callie.
Look at me, Hassan.
We'll track you from here.
I'll check living quarters, labs, archives, if they're available.
Should be.
Unless the miners took everything with them. We don't know what happened, do we? Why they left.
There's no blood on the floor. Nothing happened. It wasn't economical. They left.
You know that.
I don't know any more than you do, JD.
Maybe you know a lot less than she does.
Why should I say anything, Kelly? You aren't going to believe me anyway.
You've got that right.
Hassan?
No, it's okay. I'm,
We have a problem.
No, it's, yeah.
Oh. Give me room. Intaba, the meds bag, there.
Got them.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
You want to die? We have an allergic reaction.
Here.
What is it? What the hell is it?
I don't know. Hold him. Hold him.
I got it.
I'm going to make an incision in the throat. Intaba, thermoglass, packed with yellow stripes.
God, look
open
at him.
It. Hold him. Thermoglass, now. Intaba, there's a cocoon in there. Red and black stripes, blue sink.
This.
Clear. Clear. Activate it. Stabilized. I think he's stabilized. We need to find the infirmary.
What was that?
A massive allergic reaction.
That's a reaction?
What happened to him?
I have absolutely no idea.
I've got sick bay for you. Two levels down, blue elevator.
Help me.
Is it okay to touch him?
The cocoon has a hermetic seal. Whatever's in there with him is staying in there for now.
Gods, I hope so.
Kelly. You need to find out what this is.
You think? It's not going to happen again. It isn't. No way, no way, no way. It isn't going to happen again. Get him downstairs and you... Yeah, you do that, Callie. Find out what the...
Hudson?
Cap?
Hudson, you need to get your head straight.
Okay. Okay. We're going to do what we came to do. We are. Callie, do what you can for Sam. The rest of us map and locate the ore, get it aboard and leave.
In a war, you don't walk out there when you've no idea what might be waiting for you.
We'll suit up. Helmets too, that'll seal us. We know there's no animal life outside and nothing registers in here either.
Nothing we can see.
If it's invisible, it's invisible. We'll monitor. And no one moves without a weapon. Okay? I'm not waiting for a vote here!
Okay.
Safe to come in?
Sure, I guess.
How is he?
I've got him in an isolation chamber.
No more changes?
Nothing so far. Whatever it was caused, whatever it was, isn't anymore.
It's not very scientific.
Give me time.
We don't have time.
Something happened.
Intaba and JD found the ore deposits. No more than a few thousand kilos refined from the aboriginal material. We can transport it back to the Wanderer on one of the lifters they've got here. No problems.
Except for Sam. We don't know what he's carrying. Do you want to be a million K from anywhere if his system starts to go out of control again?
Won't happen.
It might. We don't know that.
It won't, because if you haven't diagnosed whatever it is by liftoff, we go without him.
You're kidding. You are kidding. It's not your decision.
On the ship, it's my decision.
This isn't right.
It doesn't need to be right, Callie. It just needs to be done.
No.
What? We're a crew. We stick together. Leave no man behind. It's really touching in a way, isn't it?
What is?
How much you want to be human. So you act like the heroes you probably stimmed when they were growing you in the vats or whatever they did in the workshops. It isn't like that, Callie. Sorry to disappoint you. All of us are here for what we can get. It goes for you too. They offered you something, didn't they? Something you'd take this kind of risk for.
Citizenship. They said they could swing it for me.
And you believed them. For what you are, Callie, no way and no place in the known universe are they ever going to give a vat brat human citizenship. Androgens are meant to be smart.
What did they promise you?
We sleep here tonight. Tomorrow we load and check out the rest of the complex. Day after, we lift off.
Do you think they'll deliver?
If Hussam isn't free of contagion by then, he stays. You want to stay with him, that's your business. The rest of us have a contract to fulfil.
Do you?
If I have a shipload of something they want badly enough, they will. That's all I have to say. Get some sleep. We're going to be busy.
I don't sleep, Hudson. Hussam, are you hearing me in there? What the hell's happening to you?
Callie.
Hussam?
So tell me.
How are you feeling?
It's hot. It's so hot here.
No, I've got the temp controlled. You're stable, Hussam.
Dry wind and red sand. And the dust dunes spinning across the dunes. Can you see them, Kelly?
See what, Hussam? You're on landfall. Do you remember what happened?
Thousands of arms, hands, reaching out the sand. And wet, the sand is wet with blood. Thick as oil, Kelly, can you see? Our whole planet. Everyone from the youngest child to the oldest woman. The sand, black with their blood, purified.
Sam, I'm giving you a stimulant. I need to know what happened.
We killed them all. Wrists aching from cutting so many throats.
I need you back here, Hussam. Not on your crazy jihad. I need to know what happened.
Everything, Kali.
I need to know.
All. One. Brotherhood. One people. Just as he said it would be.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I was wrong. About you, I'm so sorry. So very sorry.
Hussam, tell me.
Home now. I was here. Here. Always. It's no great thing, Dad. Just another step.
Wake up, Hussam. I need to know.
Kelly, you eating down there or are you coming up?
Hudson told me about leaving Hussam if I don't come up with answers. Do you agree?
She said something like that, yeah.
I know what she said. Do you agree?
I guess I do.
And JD?
As soon as we can go, we go.
Then I'd better stay down here and work.
I'll bring you something.
Don't bother. Only ever ate because I thought it might help me fit in. Now it doesn't seem to matter. So, Hussam, what have you got to tell me? Where else would I be?
I think you'd better come up to the control room.
I don't need to eat breakfast.
Just do it, will you? And bring whatever you've got on, Hussam.
So, as far as I'm able to access, those are the records of the original mining operation. Lasted 15 months. There was a core staff of techs to oversee the systems. Otherwise, the whole thing was self-sustaining. Then they pack up and go home, I assume. No reports on why, nothing in any of the logs.
You don't know they left?
No.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay. So why am I up here and not working on Hassan?
This is the view facing east. Notice anything?
The forest?
The forest wall has moved 5 meters overnight.
Plants grow, but that's fast.
Fast and selective.
And?
We sent the drone back to the Wanderer. This is what we're streaming.
Where to?
5 meters closer.
So what's it doing?
Isn't that your job?
Is it sentient? Venus flytrap, that sort of thing.
And where the flies?
That's what we need to know.
I've got Hassan on my hands right now. That's a big enough question mark.
Answers there?
Nothing. I haven't gone down to the genetic level yet. I'll need to re-rig some of the tech. I need more time.
You've got 2 planetary days. Roughly 92 hours EN.
You going ahead?
Read the contract. No delivery, no pay.
And the forest? What if it wraps itself round the ship?
Fusion engines will burn anything.
What we need from you, Kelly, is something to keep us awake.
Why? Come on. Something's there. I can read that much.
Too much.
Dreams. We all had them last night.
People have them every night. It's called being human.
Not that you'd know.
And not these dreams.
No way.
Callie, you don't eat, you don't sleep, and you don't dream, do you?
Not like you. What happened?
We had the same dream.
Pretty much the same dream. And it scared the crap out of me, and I thought there was nothing left in the universe that could do that.
That's pretty much how it was.
None of us can remember what we dreamed, only that we woke up at the same moment, feeling the same...
dread. Utter horror. Then it was gone.
We all knew we'd felt something other. But why and...
Sick bay.
Go! Maybe he's okay.
And maybe he's not. Kill the alarm.
What?
Oh.
God. What was that?
It's Sam.
What is it?
Kelly? What's happened?
I think he just... I did see that in Tarbar.
If you didn't... I didn't see it too.
See what? What did you see?
I think Hassan just... flowed through the air duct. This is before anything happened. He's lying still, physically normal. Vital signs track steady. But overnight... there are peaks here and here, then stable. This is when I left to come up to the control room, our market. At 030, there's another peak in neuron activity.
Looks like every synapse in his brain is firing at once.
That's pretty much what's happening. This is what it sounds like. It lasts until 0320, when we get this. System overload and...
It looks like one of those, where they speed up something rotting on head games. Oh.
Not rotting, changing. Metamorphosis at extreme speed. I'd been in the control room roughly 20 minutes by then, and in the 50 seconds it took to get down here...
What was that?
Sam.
What is it?
Kelly? What's happened?
That's all.
Well, we don't have to worry about getting Hassan home anymore.
Kelly, do you have any idea what happened?
No.
Is there any chance you might?
If it was me, and it is me, I wouldn't even try to find out. I'd get off this planet as fast as, excuse my use of the term, humanly possible. And I wouldn't breathe once I was outside.
The rest of us are okay. If we don't go near the forest, suit up, stay armed, burn anything that moves, if we go non-stop, all four of us, we can load the ore. There's not more than a few thousand kilos. We'll upload a spider into the archives to gather everything of relevance I might have missed, and we can be out and on the ship by 50 hours EN at the latest.
I say we leave now.
There's a lot riding on this, Cal.
And that is going to be so useful to her, Sam. I bet he can't wait to be collecting that bonus. He can buy himself a big pot to root in.
I'm not going back without the ore. That's what we signed on for. That's what I'm bringing home.
You people are completely insane.
You got a vote?
Leave. Now.
Stay.
Stay?
We stay. Should we get to it?
Then I'm staying here and I'm going to find out what happened to her, Sam.
It'll slow us down.
And it might save your life.
We're fine.
You're human. So was her Sam. Now he's a vegetable.
Callie's right.
And I want a sample of the ore. Micrograms. I don't want to cut anyone's bonus.
We can do that.
So do it. Please.
Stand clear. 200 years, and she runs smooth.
JD?
I'm with the ore containers. I'm in the containment tunnel about 3K west of you. There's a lifter here. We're going to need it to get this stuff to the ship, if it's still working.
We're on our way.
Hudson, get on board. This is important to you, huh?
To us all.
Come on.
Watch where you're going.
I'm here because they offered me enough money to finance a couple of ops I had in mind. I sort of like the idea that the people who are paying me are the people I intend to take down.
You think you can take the company down?
No. But I can go back to Africa and maybe hurt them. It's something.
It's nothing. These people own planets.
I'm not responsible for them, Hudson. Just for me. Why are you here?
We're here to get the ore. You know that.
They offered you your ticket. They said they'd wipe the records and get your license back, right?
None of your damn business.
Hell, it isn't. You're the captain. I'd like to know if you can get us home.
We got here.
What happened, Hudson?
None of your damn business. Now the hell...
How did you know?
Yeah.
I...
How did you know?
Don't know. I did, I guess. That's all.
Well, now you do know. You can forget it.
Hudson, in Tava, where are you? Are you getting my signal?
Loud and clear, Jake.
Okay, Hassan. Where are you? Come on. Show me. Show me.
Bought chai. We found it freeze-dried in one of the storerooms.
I don't drink it. I don't drink anything.
So pretend to drink it.
Okay.
Mind if I...
Nope.
You don't like me.
I don't like many people. Does that matter?
No, just wanted to be sure, that's all. It's useful to know where you stand.
If you do.
Does that mean something, or is it an androgen thing?
What do you want, JD?
What you know. About Hussam? About this planet?
About you?
Leave me out of it.
For a start, Hudson, what did she do? Come on, JD. You don't like me any more than I like you. But don't take me for stupid. Why is she here?
Red dust. On the Titan run to the outer moons of Neptune. She'd been using for a few years. Thought she'd got it stabilised. She hadn't. Ship impacted on debris that shouldn't have been where it was, but should have been picked up by an alert crew with an alert captain. She wasn't. Ship ripped open. 2,000 passengers instantly freeze-dried. Normal safety procedures ensured crew survival. First officer killed herself during the inquiry.
Hudson walked.
Transit co-finessed the verdict. Didn't want to pay compensation for corporate killing. The family's got a few thousand credits. Hudson lost her ticket, but it was down to unavoidable accident rather than culpable homicide. She'd do anything in this universe to get back on the flight deck.
And you gave her the chance?
The company did.
Luminor Park Behringer. Which, here on the ground, means you.
My job is to ensure the ore gets delivered to the yards.
And the reason they want it?
Above my pay grade.
You sure?
All I know is the 3,000 kilos we're loading tomorrow morning is worth a bonus that'll mean Hudson gets her ticket back, Intaba gets to stage his pointless rebellion, and I don't have to work for the rest of my life.
So not a lot, then.
What?
The rest of your life, JD. It's not looking like too good a deal right now.
You'd better say what you have to say.
This isn't news to you, is it?
That's not true.
That something is happening here isn't news to you. Not what? They wouldn't have told you that.
Why?
Because you wouldn't be here if you knew.
I had a watching brief. Make sure a crew of deadbeats, killers, vat rats and addicts got the job done. That's reasonable, isn't it? A crew like you people, you'd want someone in charge.
A crew like this, which is utterly expendable.
Okay, Callie. We're coming down. Or do you want to come up?
Down here's better, Intaba.
They were listening.
I can show you what I need to.
You set me up.
On our way.
Just cut into the chase, JD. Like all the best stims, I watched a lot when they were growing me. When we were landing, you said they always lie. And they do. Only for some dumb reason, you didn't think they'd lie to you. Why is that?
Look, all I said was...
Look, here's something else I learned from those stims I used to watch. Any sentence that begins with, look, is also a lie.
I bought coffee for those who want coffee. I bought this for those who want this. Time to talk straight, I think.
That goes for you as well, Kelly. Too many secrets.
We don't have time for this.
Is that right?
Look, we're not on our own.
What exactly does that mean?
Nobody didn't have you pegged as some kind of company jewel, JD. I reckoned as long as you stayed around, we'd all get back, because they wouldn't lie to you.
That's the way I figured it too. We do the job, make our rendezvous...
Rendezvous?
What? Yeah, I know, I was going to tell you about it.
When?
When it was necessary. About 2 million Ks off-planet. Company ship. Big one. Costaguana. It's waiting there for us whenever we lift off. Take the Wanderer inboard, get us back to Central. Believe me, that's what I know and that's what's going to happen.
Well, I hate to tell you, but that's not the program anymore. Probably never was. Only we wouldn't have figured it without Hassam. They never expected that. Don't suppose Hassam did either.
Hassam?
You want to know where he went? Here. Here. Here.
He's out there somewhere.
He's out there everywhere. Only it's not him anymore.
I'm going to shoot somebody soon. I don't have problems with Vat Brats, Callie. But God help me, I'll start with you.
I've always sort of liked you too, Intaba. I'll miss you.
Well, I won't. I never do. I'm good at this.
How are your genetics? 3 consecutive bases called codons match to specific amino acids, which in turn form chains to create proteins. So when a gene is transcribed into a protein, the codon is what does the job. The system is incredibly efficient, the best possible tool, and so far, we found it working everywhere we found life, terrestrial or ET.
Natural selection, genetic inheritance.
The vertical evolutionary process that makes us what we are evolved from a primitive open code in which genetic innovations were able to flow laterally between very simple organisms. That developed over millions of years into a genetic code that was vertical and closed. This planet, because of certain properties contained within the submolecular chemistry of the ore we're loading, has never gone beyond lateral evolution of characteristics. In fact, on landfall, that process has reached an unbelievable level of sophistication. It's very fast, very efficient, and very, very smart. Those plants out there have absorbed everything else living on or under the surface of this planet.
And the company wants this ore as some kind of tool to... What?
Unwind the gene fix. Literally sculpt and combine anything living. Mammal, insect, vegetable, virus, microbe, you name it. Into whatever form or function they wish. You could call it the key to all life. Somewhere in the archives of this facility, which are still missing, there'll be an account of what happened to the original miners. I assume, like Hassam, but far more gradually, they were absorbed into the forest.
The remains out there. You think whoever built them got absorbed too?
I don't know.
And Hassam?
You can work it out. He swallowed seeds. The DNA migrated laterally into his system, and the process of absorption became vastly accelerated.
I don't understand.
The plants absorbed him, JD. He's as much a part of them now as your breakfast is part of you.
This process...
That's begun in all of you. Intaba, how did you know what Hudson wanted out of this job? Your mind is already melding in some way with hers.
I'm not going to turn into a goddamn vegetable.
It's crap. It's totally... Don't you see the Vat Brat is trying to twist...
Trying to what? Did they tell you there's a cure? Did they even tell you there was a disease?
They can help us. They wouldn't send me. I... They wouldn't. He couldn't.
Who sent you, JD?
My father. He's a non-executive director on the main board of Luminol. I mean, I don't know him, really. He's got hundreds of children, but... When I left the Hive, there was a place for me. He promised he'd look after me.
So we're going to die?
No, worse than that. We're going to change into something... Something else. God help us.
We'll still be dead.
There must be things they can do.
Kali?
Don't ask the Vat Brat. It's not human. What does it care about us? Are you even in this, Kali? Is it in you?
Not yet. Perhaps never. Too much ceramic and silicon.
Then what kind of say do you have?
She's got a point. You're not human.
Kali?
It may be irreversible. I can't tell. Not with the instruments I have here. If you want an opinion...
No.
Go on.
It could go either way. There's probably a point of singularity in the process. If we could have intervened more effectively, earlier with Hassam, we might have saved him.
So there's a chance?
We'd know better if we had the archives.
No records. They've been sequestered by Luminol.
That would make sense.
We need to get the ore, get to the ship, and get the hell off this planet now.
Sounds good to me. Intaba?
Let's go.
Wait! Have you seen what's outside? Look. It's not snow. It's seeds. The same seeds that Hassam ate. The same seeds that ate Hassam.
We'll use masks.
Have you all gone crazy?
I'll say it again. We don't have time for this.
You don't have time to consider what it might mean, giving this chemistry to Luminol. Have you any idea how powerful that would make them? They'd be the creator all over again.
This could mean our lives, Kali.
Is that so brilliant? A dust addict who killed 2,000 people?
Stop.
Is it that good being Hudson?
It's better than not being anybody. I want my chance. I've been waiting 20 years.
Intaba, these are the fine people who turned your continent into a factory farm. That's why you're here, right? To go back and start a revolution, yeah?
I have to be there, Kali, to start it.
But this way...
My hand on the trigger. I want to see them go down before me. I want my chance.
I can't be everyone's conscience, can I? Oh. I'm not even human, as you all keep reminding me. How come I'm the only one?
They didn't give us this job because we're moral philosophers. We're just trying to get back home and make it right for us. That's all.
No way am I being part of this.
Oh, excuse me.
We need to find...
Intaba, do you mind if I borrow this? Kali, you in there? Kali? You in there? Now listen to me. You're back. You want to stay back, then you cut this moralizing crap and sign on, okay? Or we cut out your higher functions and patch the rest into the ship systems. It'll get us to the rendezvous, it'll get you nothing. Yes or no?
You killed me.
Not legally, Kali.
I felt...
You don't feel.
You have no idea what I feel.
Well, you can feel thankful to Intaba. He's the one made us turn you back on. I'd have stuck with the plug-in. More efficient, less mouthy.
You really don't like me, do you?
The thing is, and it's not your fault, but most human beings find something deeply unpleasant about what you are. The gristle in the machine. You're wrong, Callie, as wrong as a thing can be. And now we've got that out the way.
Hell, Callie, I love the way you annoy people. But listen, anything we do isn't going to make a difference in the end if there's no one to tell the people that what these bastards are trying to pull. And the only way that we get a shot at that is to lift off this wall now and use the ore as a bargaining chip to get our pay and get clear. So I guess what I'm saying is, take a chance with us. Because it's the only chance you've got left. Lift is ready to roll.
Go.
Callie.
Opening bay doors.
Is the forest wall closer?
Closer than when?
Last time I looked.
Initiating trace.
Got it. God. It's dark in there.
It's grown over.
We have snip guns.
Just get us to the ship.
I'm trying. It's not a multi-way in here. I'm going to cut us a path through.
What was that? Someone? Oh, God, it hurts. It hurts.
Man, that went deep.
What happened?
Something happened.
Hudson, are you okay?
I don't know. I'm not feeling anything. JD, I'm not feeling anything.
I turned the snip gun on, I think.
You were going to cut our way through to the ship.
Did we make it? Did we?
Where the hell are we? Why is it dark?
Is it dark?
Open your eyes.
Callie? Where?
Open your eyes, all of you. You're in sick bay.
It's not clear. I can't see.
What have you done to us, Callie?
What's wrong with the light in here?
What's wrong with us?
How long, Callie? How long?
63 hours, Ian.
That long? You just sat and watched us.
Gods, the rendezvous.
You were never going to make it.
Why can't I see clearly?
You're in cocoons, all of you. Sealed from the atmosphere.
What are you talking about?
Look, it'll be all right. I'll work something out. Don't worry. I'll make it all right for you.
What happened out there? Tell me.
After the crash, it took a while before my system came back on. You were all breathing the seeds.
We're not going home.
You're changing, like Hassam, but slower, less violent. I got you back here and stabilised. I'm working on it. I've irradiated the seed pods you ingested and triggered faster growth, then digitalised the bleed out. It's a serum. It's like an inoculation. Listen, the harmonics... I've isolated them.
Why?
Because I don't want to be alone. It's all music, don't you see? That's how the planet works. A huge harmonic that somehow becomes... Intaba?
I think you're too late.
What?
It's different. I feel... better.
Can you keep us stabilised, Callie?
I can try.
Another 30 hours should do it.
Do what, JD?
The rendezvous... The company ship. They were to wait 10 hours, and if there was no signal, come in and pick us up.
You knew all the time. If we didn't make it, they'd be coming.
With guns, Callie.
It's an armed freighter. Company police. They'll get the ore. They'll help us. Everything's going to be... yes. All right.
Don't you worry. Everything is...
And Arbor?
Callie? You still there?
They'll be... coming for us.
You think they'll take you? They'll take one look at you and grab the ore and leave. Even if they could help you, they won't. They never intended to.
I trusted my father. I thought it meant something.
I wouldn't know.
How can you trust something you're not a part of?
What do they know? They're all so separate and alone.
And we're not anymore. You were right, Callie. It is all music in the end. But your little tune won't make any difference now.
I can try the serum. At least let me try.
Too late.
It's happening.
Too far.
Faster than it
has ever happened.
Before. It's something...
to do with the sun.
Being part of it. Of us. The process.
Accumulative.
One. It's all
growth.
One.
Regrowth.
New world.
You have to hold on. I can do something.
Of course you...
can't process...
all of us.
Wait! Stop! Give me a moment.
All the time.
In the world, Kelly.
This world.
Are you still there?
Part of me.
Part of
us. Yes, we are.
Everything, but...
not for long, Callie.
Of course. Something else.
What we dreamed of.
Being part of...
us.
Wait!
What are you,
Callie?
Poor Callie. All alone.
What are you?
Everything living.
It is lateral evolution.
Once. Many ages. Different races.
Different.
Those from before. All one now. Lost. Found. Everything. Nothing. Forest. Forest harmonies. The harmonies of life. Ever.
Stay with me. Please. They'll be coming back. Luminal. They want the ore and what it can do. Come in with guns. I need you here. Look at you. I don't want them to come. Because sooner or later they'll work it out. And they'll find a way to use it. And they'll crap everything up. They always do. What about me? I don't live and die and I don't dream. Give me something. Give me something, please. Help me. I'm not human. I'm not even alive.
This is armed freighter Costaguana calling landing party.
Gods.
Repeat. This is armed freighter Costaguana calling landing party. Do you receive? Do you receive? We are incoming.
I don't know.
Homing on your ship's beacon. Repeat. We are incoming.
What do I do?
ETA, 12 hours EN.
Leave them a message?
Landing party.
It'd be better if you didn't take the oar.
Landing party, respond. This is armed freighter Costaguana. Incoming.
Use the serum. What have I got to lose? Maybe I'll be a part of something at last. Even if it isn't me anymore. What?
Lost.
Always.
Without you.
Me? Who am I?
You are different.
Who are we?
A million separate seeds until...
you gave us consciousness.
We are...
We are landfall.
Landing party, please respond. Do you receive?
Armed freighter Costaguana, do not attempt to land. Do not attempt to launch drones. Force will be met with force.
Landing party, we are receiving you. We have medical aid. Repeat, medical aid. We are coming for you. Your problems are over. You are going home.
Armed freighter Costaguana, this planet is now closed to you. Leave immediately.
Armed freighter Costaguana, who are we talking to? Identify yourself. Repeat, identify yourself.
This is your final warning. Leave now.
Armed freighter Costaguana entering atmosphere.
Played by Nicola Miles Wildin. In Taba by Cyril Inry. Hudson, Claire Perkins. J.D., Alex Tregear. And Hussam by Adil Akhtar. The director was Mark Beebe.